Unit 9D, Culture Corner, History. Exercise 1, page 95.
Precious Earth. In 1854, Americans made an offer to buy land from the Native Americans and promised to give them a reservation to live on. Upon hearing this, Chief Seattle responded with a speech. Here is part of that speech.
How can you buy or sell the sky, the warmth of the land? That idea is strange to us. If we do not own the freshness of the air, and the sparkle of the water, how can you buy them? Every part of this earth is sacred to my people. Every shining pine needle, every sandy shore, every mist in the dark woods, every clearing and humming insect is holy in the memory and experience of my people. The rivers are our brothers, they quench our thirst. The rivers carry our canoes, feed our children. If we sell our land, you must learn and teach your children that the rivers are our brothers and yours, and you must give the rivers the kindness you would give any brother. We know that the white man does not understand our ways. One portion of the land is the same to him as the next, and he takes whatever he needs. The earth is not his brother, but his enemy. And when he has conquered it, he moves on. You must teach the children that the ground beneath their feet is the ashes of your grandfathers. So that they will respect the land, tell your children that the earth is rich with the lives of our kin. Teach your children what we have taught our children, that the earth is our mother. Whatever befalls the earth, befalls the songs of the earth. If men spit upon the ground, they spit upon themselves. This we know. The earth does not belong to man. Man belongs to the earth. This we know.